Welcome to your weekly dose of industry news around the financial services space in Australia. I'm Paige Estratore, and today is Saturday, August 2nd, 2025. We are brought to you by Financial Services Online, your go-to provider for personal and business insurance. Learn more about them on financialservicesonline.com.au. First up, there's substantial news coming from the Council of Australian Life Insurers, or CALI, involving an extensive review of the Life Insurance Code of Practice that will start from this October. Leading this independent review will be none other than Peter Kell, known for his prominent roles at ASIC and ACCC. With an expectation of sharing findings by June next year, this initiative focuses on enhancing consumer outcomes. The key aspects being targeted in this review include the way mental health claims are handled, the appropriateness of the existing claims process, and the enforceability of the code. Zurich Financial CEO Justin Delaney echoes this dedication to industry improvements, with the revised code to be put into action by October 1, 2027. It's encouraging to note the strides of regulatory proactiveness within the industry. In related news, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, commonly known as AFCA, has ruled in favor of PetSure in a pet injury dispute with clients. The owners argued for a larger payout after a dog suffered a ruptured cranial cruciate ligament costing them $6,500. However, AFCA sided with PetSure, enforcing a policy sublimit which applies to such injuries, even when they occur accidentally. This development underlines the importance of having a clear understanding of insurance policy language, which directly impacts financial outcomes and could lead pet owners to consider more comprehensive cover. Switching gears slightly, let's delve into the state of Australia's insurance industry. Despite earning a substantial $9.4 billion in annual premiums, the retail life insurance sector seems to be finding itself in a tight spot. The main driver of growth appears to be primarily fueled by price hikes rather than new business growth. A key concern lies with the over 20% of Australians over 35 being underinsured. However, amid challenges, opportunities lie ahead. With rising incomes, there's room for advisors to tap into non-traditional risk advice markets. Zurich Australia's Kieran Ford sees this as a chance for the sector's robust growth. Finally, we turn our attention to the New South Wales government's call for immediate reforms to workplace mental injury laws. Treasurer Daniel Mukay draws our attention to the financial strain that possible delays could impose on businesses with a potential rise in insurance premiums and the daily mounting costs on the workers' compensation scheme. The coming days will see a public hearing held by an upper house committee with insurance representatives and other authorities to thoroughly discuss these proposals. And that's a wrap for our weekly news. For more details about the news, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thanks for tuning in, and see you next week for more updates from the world of finance. Stay safe and informed, Australia.